ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
What was one of your first memories?
When the whole family moved from a small little villa-style place into a high-rise building.
Why did you move, Mum?
The local government decided to change my old place into some kind of shopping place. So
that's
the people,
just sad.
It's not sad. Everybody were excited about it. We were moving to a high-rise building. We will be having a balcony. So that was
a dream.
Most exciting, yeah, extremely exciting memory. I was like the proudest kid in the whole class.
What was being a kid like for you since you were born, like during the one child policy?
I never felt anything different because all my friends, they were also from a nuclear family. They are also the only child in the family. And also for my parents, like my mom always say that, we only have you, so we'll invest all our time and effort onto you. So if you want to have more friends, treat me and dad as your friends. And also you have friends in the next door neighbor and you have friends at school. So there's nothing bad about being the only child in the family.
Did you like going to school and did you have to study really hard?
If I tell you I love going to school, don't be surprised, because being the only child in the family means going to school is kind of like a social activity. But of course, you have to study really hard. It's part of the, I would say, Eastern Asian culture.
Did you have to study at night to fit in all of the homework?
You have to. And you know all the other kids in the class are doing the same. So expectation is after school, you also do extension learning. That may involve going to some other training center. And also if your parents are educated, like my parents attended universities. So they also offer me extra learning. I was pretty overloaded during that time. But I didn't have too much second thought. I thought that's the expectation.
What does it mean to say that the Chinese people stood up in 1949?
I think it means different things for different people, especially different generation. For my generation, I think it's more about now it's a brand new chapter for the country. People can really stand up and be more confident, have more rights and take ownership of the whole country.
What did you do on National Day in China?
In the city park, you would see something like a floriad, lots of flower, food stalls. You know, Chinese culture is also about eating nice local food. I have a lot of picture with me standing in front of those flowery decoration, red lantern. And I believe most people from my generation would have similar sort of picture standing in a local park, National Day theme decoration behind them.
How did life change for you when China opened up to the world?
Ooh, there were so many things. It's almost like all of a sudden people start watching American TV show and also pop music. Michael Jackson or Beatles, all these big names around in the Western world. I bought a lot of tape cassettes until my mom stopped me from doing that.
What sort of pop music did you like to listen to?
I really liked The Carpenters and there's some Yesterday Once More. And also Careless Whisper by George Michael. Oh gosh.
Stop, Mom.
Showing my age now. I'm never gonna dance again.
Guilty feet, I've got no rhythm. You're listening to ABC Radio Canberra, and on the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China, we caught up with Chinese Canberran Kate Huang and her 12-year-old daughter, Nancy, who was eager to ask her mum about her journey to the West.
What did it feel like when you first had KFC or McDonald's?
KFC, what you call now Kids Fattening Centre. At that time, parents used that as the incentivization to treat their kids if they got results from the school examination. I still remember chips with tomato sauce. It tastes awesome. Unbelievable.
When did you start thinking about going overseas? Was it the KFC and McDonald's?
Perhaps that was one of the factors, but it's not everything. I was really intrigued to see what the Western world really looked like. I want to be there and experience. And plus, I've got cousins. They actually went to US as PhD student. These two cousins were regarded as the role models for all the younger generation in the family. And also, maybe it sounds like a funny story. My dad went to a fair, and at the fair, there was the University of Sydney. Their brochure with this great hall on the front cover looks so much like a Cambridge-style architecture. And my dad, he said, that's somewhere I like to see my daughter study at. So she brought the brochure back, had a great discussion with my mom. Then I came to Australia as an overseas student. I'm pretty sure my dad still have that brochure.
What does the Chinese dream mean to you?
So Chinese dream for me means generations of a big family, living close by with the elderly people, being healthy, the middle generation successful career-wise, younger generation good at study, and also the family could afford a holiday every now and then.
When you came, what was your first impression of Canberra?
Extremely quiet, and everything here was like symmetrical. It's just one big street, Northbourne Avenue, and on each side of the street you've got buildings, but you just don't see many people around. Super organized city, symmetrical, quiet.
Mum, what makes you proud about China and being Chinese?
I would say it's the rich and strong history and culture, and there are still a lot more I need to explore. Every time I go back to China, they were always surprised, maybe from food, maybe from new culture. And it's this very vivid, dynamic feeling, and also it's kind of like a very colorful impressions you could see when you are there. All these in combination together make me feel proud about China and being Chinese.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.